Dean Gastronover from Journey and Revolution Faith, and you're listening to That Metal Interview Podcast. Crank it up.
Metal Interview.
How is everybody doing on planet Earth? Or if you're from another planet. Anyways, some dark humor there. So we have our guest for this episode, Mr. Dean Gastronovo, phenomenal drummer for Journey, as well as Revolution Saints. He is the lead vocalist for Revolution Saints, and everybody knows he does a couple of songs live for Journey. Dean speaks to us about his upcoming album, Eagle Flight, set to drop April 21st. If you're listening to this podcast episode after April 21st, that means you already heard it or you have access to it. So April 21st is the magic number, the magic date where Eagle Flight from Revolution Saints will drop. And right now we're going to check out a song from that album, a video and single by the name of Crime of the Century, Revolution Saints, with Mr. Dean Gastronovo on the lead vocals. Check it out.
Take it. I could fight to the end.
Talk about an all-star lineup, professional musicians to the max. You got Jeff Pilson on the bass guitar, backup vocals. He's currently jamming with Foreigner, former Dokken, and he has just a long list of bands that I can't go through right now. It'll take about 2 days to finish the list. I'm just kidding. All due respects to Mr. Pilson, a great musician, bass player, and plays a variety of instruments, as I understand. And he's a part of Revolution Saints. And on the guitar, we have Joel Hoekstra, another beast. With all due respect, Mr. Hoekstra, we had him on the show, I believe, on season 3 or 2. Anyways, he is a part of Revolution Saints, guitar, backup vocals, and he's also jamming with Trans-Siberian Orchestra and Whitesnake. So this is the new lineup, and Dean will talk about it on the reason what happened and why this new lineup and what happened to the old guys. So let's check out the interview with Dean Castronovo of Journey and Revolution Saints. Check it out. So let's start off with new Revolution Saints record, Eagle Flight, dropping April 21st, right? Awesome songs I've heard so far. Can you talk about the making of it? Who arranged what and who wrote the lyrics and all that?
Okay, you got it, bro. Well, it was actually done. We started it in last year, 2022, in January. They had the songs already written. It was Joel, our guitarist, a new guitarist, Joel Hoekstra, writing this stuff with Alessandro. And we had some outside writers from Sweden helping as well. We had 23 songs to record. And, you know, obviously the first ones came out on this new record, Eagle Flight. But we got another record in the can. So we're all ready to go with the second record, which will be out next year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's great. We're ready to go with that. But the stuff was done in separate studios. Joel did the guitars. Alessandro had done the keyboards. Alessandro had done the demo drums. So I had a demo with Joel's guitars already finished and the guide vocals already put on. So what I did was I played my drum tracks, you know, got those done in about 6 days. I did those 23 songs in 6 days. And then I had, I think, 7 days to sing all the new song, you know, songs from Eagle Flight. So finished those all up. But yeah, they were all done in separate studios. My studio up in Portland, Black Diamond. Joel's got a studio that he works with on the East Coast, and Jeff on the West Coast doing bass. So that's kind of how it all came together.
So how about the lyrics?
Lyrics, dude, I don't write. That's the thing. I'm a terrible writer. My lyrics sound like Weird Al Yankovic. You know what I mean? I'm not a very good lyric writer. I just never have been. So Alessandro did the lyrics, but the cool thing about Alessandro is he knows me so well. We're very tight like that. He's like the fourth member of the band, really, he is. And he's known my past. He knows my heart real well, and he knows what I can sink my teeth into vocally. It's almost like Bernie Taupin and Elton John, you know?
Yeah.
He just knows me. So he writes the lyrics, and I go in and do my vocal parts, and it came out really good. It's always come out great with Alessandro doing the lyrics.
Awesome. So how did this lineup come together? Pilson, Hoekstra?
Yeah, but Joel and Jeff, actually Jack and Doug decided to bow out. They were, you know, we had a great run with Joel, with Doug and Jack, and I love those guys. But I think it was just like with schedules and the timing and all that stuff, they just couldn't commit to it. And they were like, well, you know, we've done our run. Let's call it a day. So I thought it was going to be just a Dean Castronovo solo record. We were going to just do a solo record and hire guys to come in. But Serafino, president of Frontier, said, no, let's keep it a band. And so he suggested Joel. Actually, Doug had suggested Joel to Serafino, and Serafino thought that'd be great. And Jeff Pilson, you know, and I've known both those guys for eons. I've known Jeff since the 80s, and I've known Joel. We started with Joel in 2012 when he was the guitarist for Night Ranger, and Night Ranger, Foreigner, Journey were touring. So I know Jeff from Foreigner, and I knew Joel from Whitesnakes, or from Night Ranger. So it worked out great. The chemistry was already there, and of course the musicianship speaks for itself, dude. Those guys are monster players, just like Doug and Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Just great. Yeah.
Oh, they're monsters for sure, yeah. So
definitely.
Who's the fourth member in the video? I saw that, the drummer.
Oh, his name is Kyle Hughes, and he was the video drummer. We're not sure. I mean, I'm definitely going to try and do the frontman thing. I'm going to try it. I'll play drums on some stuff live, but I'm going to try the frontman thing. I don't know if I'm going to do any good, but I figure if I don't, I'll regret it. So I've got to give it a shot. So it's either going to be Kyle playing drums, or actually my drum tech with Journey, Steve Toomey, is an amazing drummer. And he's played with... with Revolution Days before when we did our Frontiers Fest. We did our first show and only show at Frontiers Fest. And he did a fantastic job.
Really?
So it's either going to be he. Yeah. So we'll see what happens, man. I mean, but we are definitely going to do shows. It's just a matter of timing and getting everybody, you know, in the same area with the time on our hands to do it.
Yeah, that's one of my questions. Will we see the band on tour sometime in the future? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yeah, James. Definitely. And you got to come. You should come on the show, man. Definitely.
For sure.
We're hoping to do shows, man. We got to. I mean, like I said, if I don't, I really want to see this through. I don't know if it'll do anything. You know, you never know. But I figure if, you know, you regret 100% of the things you don't do, you know, so I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm in Texas, close to San Antonio, so I'll check you guys out somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Dude, had I known that, I would have gotten into the show in San Antonio. We played there the other night.
That's okay. Next time.
Okay, I'll get you next year.
Awesome. How did that go? How did San Antonio go?
Dude, incredible. 14,000 people, sold out.
Wow.
Amazing show. Yeah, great show, dude. And the crowd, man. I mean, anytime Journey plays in Texas, dude, it's pandemonium. I just love Journey. So it was awesome. Great, great show.
Wow, so back to Revolution Saints. I got to listen to the new record. Oh, that's badass. Congrats on that.
Oh, you like it, bro?
Oh, wow, yes. The people are going to love it. So,
dude, let me ask you this, though. Let me ask you, what do you think of it? And what is your initial response after hearing it compared to the other Revolution Saints records?
I love that it's not Journey. It's just, so that's badass. And it's rockish. I'm a huge balladeer. Yeah. I'm a huge balladeer. So there's a couple of ballads in there or slow rockers, right? Especially, yeah. I like Cry For You Tonight. I like that one.
Oh, dude, awesome.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, dude, I always wonder that, too, because, you know, that I think on this record, being that Joel had a little bit of the songwriting credits on here, too, you know, it just got a little bit more, I hate to say heavy, dude, because everybody is that cliche, oh, it's a heavier record this year.
Nah,
but it really is. It's not so pop rock like the last ones were. I think Serafino was seeing and Alessandro saw, well, Dean sounds like Barry, so let's make it more like a Journey sounding record.
Right.
So and that was cool, but now I'm starting to, with this record, I got to come into my own and be more like me singing instead of, well, this is Dean sounding, he sounds a lot like Steve Perry. Oh my God, it sounds like Journey. You know, it's I'm starting to come into my own, you know, where a lot of guys, they've been singing all their lives. You know, you got Jeff Scott Soto, Arnell. They have their own styles.
Yeah.
You know, I've never really honed my own style. I've sounded like Steve Perry because I'm in Journey. So for me to actually do this record and be someone like me is a blessing, man. And it's a breath of fresh air. It's really awesome.
So what's your favorite song on here on this new record?
Honestly, Crime of the Century. That's my favorite. It's so hooked, bro. It's just got that hook, and I love it. It's, you know, when I first heard that one, we did that song, I was like, you know what? This should be the first single. And of course, I didn't get to pick it. That's Serafino's call, but I thought that should have been the first single because it's so hooky, man. I mean, you listen to that song, you remember the chorus. You remember it, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Awesome jam, yeah.
Awesome, man.
So what's behind the name Revolution Saints, and who came up with this name?
Well, I'll tell you that at first, Serafina wanted to call it Pleasure Dome.
Okay.
And all three of us went, yeah, no. So that was Jack's name. Jack goes, you know, do you guys like the name Revolution Saints? And, oh, dude, that was like such a great name. So, yeah, we're grabbing that. So that was a Jack call. Jack's got a lot of, he collects old, like Civil War, World War II, World War I. Uniforms and memorabilia from the wars. So when I heard the Revolution Saints and I saw he's got a full room full of all that stuff, I'm like, well, that makes sense.
Right?
You know, Jack's awesome, man. Jack is just a brother for life. I love him.
Nice. So you've been doing this for many years, Dean, the music business. How do you find energy to tour, travel, play, and then you're still talking here with me, and what's your inspiration here?
You know what, dude? Jesus Christ. I became a Christian years and years ago and, you know, did my backslid, you know, backslid hard and, you know, went through my drug hell and all the stuff that I went through and came back home to God. And you know what, dude? It's the joy of the Lord. It just keeps me alive, keeps me pumping. You know, I'm not perfect. Nobody is. I do the best I can to walk in love and respect with everybody. You know, but that's what keeps me, you know, I went up in the morning, dude, I should be dead, James. With the amount of drugs I was doing before I went into rehab 8 years ago, the amount of drugs I was using would have killed a rhinoceros. I was like hard.
Wow.
Hard, deep in cocaine and you know, it was bad time for my life. So every day you wake up breathing, is a gift from God, dude. And I'm grateful to Christ every day that I'm still doing, I'm still alive. I still got my wife. I still got my kids. You know, my poor wife went through hell with that. I mean, she went through hell.
Wow.
So, you know, I'm making a living amends, you know, and just waking up in the morning and going, you know what? I'm alive and I get to do what I love. And on top of it, they're paying me. I mean, that's not a job. You know, that's a beautiful thing. This is not a job for me, and I'm grateful to be doing it. So that's what keeps me energized. And Red Bulls. I love my Red Bulls. God, yeah. I have a Red Bull. Dude, I'm actually drinking. I've had two already. I've been doing interviews since 10 this morning, so I'm on my second Red Bull right now.
Nice. You can see you can see the inspiration on those YouTube videos of when you're jamming with Journey or interviews. You can see the inspiration where you're just another person. Can I say that? Or are you just in a different realm, you know? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know, for me, dude, it's like, how do I put it? Music is very spiritual. No matter what, it's art, and it's not a thinking man's game. And when I go up there, dude, I mean, I'm offering up to God. I do the best I can. I just love playing. I can't get the smile off my face.
Yeah.
There's never a show where I'm not smiling because, man, it's a blast. I don't care what anybody said, man, it's fun.
Yeah.
The hardest part of this whole job is the traveling and being away from the family. That's the hardest part. The rest of it's beautiful, man. It really is. And any musician will tell you that.
Yeah.
Anyone.
For sure.
Yeah.
So I like the way you sing Mother, Father. Awesome job there. Awesome. Very cool voice there for sure. I'm sure you heard that a lot of times.
Yeah.
How did you develop your voice?
Well, that was for me. I started at a very young age. I was 11.
Yeah.
And I was singing Journey stuff at 11 years old because, you know, it's funny, but it's true. I hadn't hit puberty yet, so my voice was high.
Yeah.
So I could hit all those notes, and I was playing with guys that were 23, 24 years old, and they brought me Infinity. And they say, here, learn these songs and try and sing them. You're little, you might be able to hit them. So that's kind of how I learned singing. But I was just a background singer. The whole lead singer thing with Journey came when our singer, Steve Ageri, started having some throat issues, and we needed to give him a break. You know, he was doing a 2-hour, 3-hour show. It's like, dude, we got to cut Stevie some slack here. So they had me singing 2 or 3 songs in the set. And that's how it became. I was like thrust upon me. I didn't want the gig. I'm nervous as hell. So, you know, I was fortunate to be able to do it. So that's kind of where that started. And here I am now doing a couple songs in Journey and Revolution Saints. It's been great.
Yeah. Here's a if question. If Arnell were to disappear or quit the band, could you take over as a front man? Or do you think?
No, dude. That's too hard of a job. I mean, I look at Arnell and I see... Not only is he an amazing singer, he sings this stuff amazingly.
Yes.
But he's an amazing front man. And he's an amazing, he connects with the audience. I don't have that. It takes a special guy to be able to do that. Arnell has that. You know, he's very personable and he knows how to work a crowd. Dude, you got to get me behind the drum set. I keep me behind the kit because that's where I live. I'm comfortable there. You know, to be a front man, dude, I feel like Ricky Bobby. I don't know what to do with my hands. You know, I don't have any clue on how to be a frontman. So with Revolution Saints, I'm going to give it a try. But with Journey, dude, there's too much discipline involved in being a lead singer. And I don't think I just don't have that discipline. You know, where you can't talk after a show and you can't eat dairy and you can't drink this and, you know, you can't smoke. I smoke cigarettes and I love my Red Bull. I can't give those up. So it's like, I don't want to do that.
Yep, understood. Yeah. So, here's a weird question, Dean. You know all that controversy with Kane and Sean going on. Well, was going on. How do they get? Do they even talk? How do they get along? What do you see there?
For a while, I mean, I don't want to go into the details because there's a lot of legal stuff going on. But you know, when we get on stage, we leave that stuff at the door. We just leave it there, and we go up, and everything's beautiful. That hour and a half to 2 hours. It's so much fun and everybody's smiling. We're all having a good time. And basically everybody in the band, every one of us, we all go to our respective corners. You know what I mean? You know, Neil's got his own dressing room. John's got his own. Arnell's got his own. And me and Todd and Jason are in a room together. So we just kind of go our separate way, no pun intended, and come back for the shows. And it's you know, it's worked out really good. I mean, it's a bummer. And I wish it wasn't like that, but that's kind of how it is right now. And we look at it this way. The music is bigger than the petty stuff that we're dealing with. You know, and the the legal stuff and the infighting and stuff. Yeah, the music's bigger, and so are the fans. And we owe the fans, if they're paying that kind of money, they want to see a show where everybody's enjoying themselves. And that's what we do. We have a blast on stage. The rest of it, you know, we'll take care of itself. God's going to have to handle that. That's not our gig. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's so cool. You guys are doing it for the fans. That's cool. Wow, that's awesome.
It is. It's all about that.
So what's your favorite song? What's your favorite Journey song to play live?
Oh boy, Escape is my favorite to play, and Mother Father. I love Mother Father, and it's not just because I'm singing it. I just love, you know, it was, you know, a bad time of my life, and it reminds me a lot of that, how families can be torn apart, you know, with addiction, and I lived it. I saw the wreckage that I caused, and so that's the special song. So those two are probably my favorites, but honestly, bro, I love all of them. Because they're all a soundtrack to my, you know, from 11 years old on, a soundtrack to my teen years and, you know, growing up and my formative years as a drummer, you know.
So what's next for yourself after this tour, Dean? What's on your agenda?
Well, we got, let me see, we're out. I'm in Dallas right now. I got a day off in Dallas, Texas. We got, I think, 9 more shows on this leg. And then we go home for about 2 weeks. And then we're back out again until the beginning of July. So we're pretty busy with Journey. I mean, it's nonstop this year, which is great. And then next year we got a massive stadium tour, but I can't tell you who it's with. But it's going to be massive. So, you know, we're going to be busy all the rest of this year until July. Then I go home and I become a dad and a grandpa and a husband. And that's about it. And a dog watcher. I watch my 2 pups. I got 2 little French bulldogs that I love. They're my boys.
Oh, wow.
That's about it, dude.
Oh, wow.
Very pretty uneventful life.
Awesome. Dean, thank you for your time and the updates and all that. Would you like to send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Yeah, you know what? Number one, thank you guys all so much for supporting the band, for supporting Revolution Saints. Obviously, we could not do this and would not do this without your support and help. We do it for you guys, and we're grateful to have each and every one of you. Thank you so much. God bless you. I'll see you on the road. And if you're close enough to the front, I'll throw you a stick.
Very cool, Dean. You're a cool guy. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, James. Have a great day, brother.
What a gentleman. What a talent. What a beast on the vocals. Very well grounded. Not big headed at all. Awesome drummer on the skins. Very humble is the word I'm looking for. Humble to the max. This guy is just a pure talent. Mr. Dean Castronovo. Check out his band. The band named Revolution Saints. This is his second album with the band. Eagle Flight is set to drop real soon. You guys can find the stuff on YouTube and Spotify and blah, blah, blah. Check it out, Revolution Saints. And, of course, check out Journey's latest album. The latest jam right there, The Way We Used to Be, is one of the band's latest jams. Journey's latest album came out last year by the title of Freedom, a real badass album. The classic awesome sound of Journey with Mr. Neil Sean, Jonathan Kane, Arnel Pineda, Dean Castronovo on the drums, and so forth and so on. It dropped last year, July 8th, 2022. Check it out. Pick up Freedom from Journey and pick up Revolution Saints' latest album. It's going to come out real soon here, Eagle Flight. So anyways, on behalf of myself, James, your friend, your rocker metal fellow friend, thank you for joining me on this journey, on this rock metal journey that we all have a passion for. And thank you guys for subscribing to our YouTube channel. Subscribe for the latest podcasts and the latest J-Rock's metal news. Anyways, also follow us and like us on social media, Spotify, Pandora, blah, blah, blah. Thank you guys. And don't forget to keep it metal.